So finding a space and a place that we can do the practice. Obviously, we want to have as minimal interruption as possible. We can put our phone away or on silent, take the phone off the hook if it's a landline. And we find ourselves in a comfortable position, whether that's sitting on a chair, sitting on the ground or lying down. As long as we're able to relax and hold a position with minimal movement, and that our back or our spine is as straight as comfortably possible. Closing the eyes. First part, we want to develop that balance of relaxation and concentration. So we need to be relaxed, but not so relaxed that we fall asleep. Consciously relax the physical body, all the different muscles, calming our nerves in the nervous system, of the breath, following the breath, imagining when we inhale that the breath or the oxygen goes to all parts of the body, and when we exhale, all the toxins, all the stress is also exhaled. Rejuvenated after each breath we take. checking and relaxing our emotional center. We want to cultivate a feeling of serenity, peace, non-attachment to any emotions, particularly those negative emotions that may arise, fear, anger. With the breath, with the exhalation, we are releasing anything that is worrying us emotionally. Trying to relax, to pacify the intellectual center, the mind. Just letting the thoughts of the day come and let them go as quickly as they come. Between thoughts. And not thinking the thoughts, just letting them go. Ourselves physically, emotionally, and mentally. And if we can learn to perceive that spark of essence within us, or that spark of consciousness, free essence that is not conditioned, thank you. we struggle to connect with the essence, we keep our attention in the heart or in the breath. So now, to help us to raise our vibration, we're going to use the mantra Om. That's O-M. Within us, our own center of gravity. we're going to move into the next part of the practice, which we call the retrospection. It involves going over the day, or not necessarily today, any day that you want to, or you feel you need to go back over and observe more of, and to comprehend an event, an ego manifestation of one, to gather more information, more comprehension. We need to really comprehend and observe this egotistical reality if we want to progress to the steps of freeing ourselves from it and awakening consciousness. Introspection. We start at the start of any given day. We go over the day like we're watching it on a screen, observing the facts, who was present, what is it that triggered the event. Process, we want to, or we'd like to observe our emotional state, the thoughts that we had, and our behavior, obviously anything that we said. So I leave you some time to do that over your day, trying to recollect and observe as much as we can. work to comprehend an ego, trying to observe which of the centers it uses the most. Is it more of an emotional one? Or is it more intellectual? Is it more motor center? Of course, they use all of the centers of the human machine, but is there one that you feel it most in? Like if it's a form of fear, we feel it in the instinctive center because it's that fear. But the fear causes us to think and overanalyze. So you could say that the main effect is in the intellectual center. Or if we have a lot of anxiety or panic attacks, it's something of the motor center of the nervous system. Trying to really understand how this psychological state affects us. How it affects other people. How it creates karma. This is all useful information that we need. We're going to work with another mantra. The mantra for the Divine Mother, or one of the mantras we'll use, is E-O. When we work with the force of the Divine Mother, she helps us, or that force within, helps us in all the stages of the work on the ego. From the observation, the separation, the comprehension, and the dissolution. We may not achieve all those steps in one practice, but every bit counts and is cumulative. So let's use that mantra 3 times. Of the mantra to do its work, not over analyzing, and trying to go deeper in our comprehension of this egotistical act or feeling or thought. Trying to keep some separation between the free essence or consciousness and that which is trapped, conditioned or mistaken. Keep the heart open and receptive. We communicate with the higher parts of our being, the Divine Mother, through the heart. Be shown our mistaken ways, our mistaken thoughts and emotions, just by having the feeling of remorse. Let's work with the mantra again, E-O, 3 times. Resting Let's work with that mantra again, E-O, three times. going to petition our Divine Mother, just internally, through the heart. We ask, we yearn for the liberation of this trapped essence. We learn for the freedom, for the awakening, so we don't keep acting and feeling and thinking in these mistaken ways. So obviously it causes us pain, it causes other people pain. Express our full potential. So really feeling we want to change, we want to awaken consciousness, and then we receive that help. If not, don't worry too much. Kareem. using her fire. Releases that energy. And then the free essence knows what it needs to do, how it needs to act, in a very natural and simple way, not at all complicated. The mind, mistaken concepts and schemes and plans is very complicated, but the essence is not. And it's the truest part of ourselves at this stage. So before we finish, we may want to make a personal resolve. Something we may want to change in ourselves, in our personality, to not keep repeating this particular mistake. Of course, we will always need constant reminding and reevaluating. As we being habitual beings, form our habits for better or for worse, so we need to constantly relook, reassess and reinforce the values of the essence within. So now in our own way, we thank the Divine Mother, that Divine Feminine Principle within us, within every one of us. Showing that gratitude, showing that respect and humility. So that marks the end of the practice and of tonight's show.